brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to finish up with Pash Man, nuclear launch officer retired. Then we're going to go to David, and then Scott, and then Frankie and David. By the way, you cannot overemphasize how serious this is. This is not hype here. I mean, I can have the former head of the Treasury on. I can have a former, you know, specialist in all sorts of secret operations, Dr. Corsi on. It's all the same analysis. And it's what the Russians are saying. You people are insane. You're like a monkey with a hand grenade. Leave us alone. And again, I've been no fan of the Russians, but our own globalist put the Bolsheviks in. That's now been declassified as public. It's these bankers, folks. They have just been screwing everybody over, playing us off against each other. And I talked to a major defense contractor, a billionaire, who left the U.S. 5 years ago to an island off Australia saying, there won't be an America in 5 years. That was 5 years ago. I don't know if this could have been planned that far back, but she wouldn't say what it was. Pash Man, other points about this madness, any of your colleagues you've talked to, where you think this is going?
Well, the only thing I can say is it's my opinion that if one nuclear weapon goes off, they all go off. That's as much as I'm comfortable saying. It's my opinion.
Well, that is the default. They call it, what, total commitment. I mean, a lot of this has come out in congressional hearings that all the subs come up and launch their cruise missiles and their ICBMs, or I guess their medium range. And then I guess they've got all those intercontinental ballistic missiles, still got some of those. And then they've got all the bombers. And then I guess it's just total commitment. And then I guess they use special forces deployed along the Russian border to use those to destroy sub bases. Man, we're talking about a lot of radiation here. Any idea how many nukes will go off? Isn't it something like 40,000 if they have a big nuclear war?
Yeah, I think it's less than that now, at least what I read. I don't know how much of the numbers are classified, so I don't think I should say that. But
well, plus, all the stuff we're told is complete bull. You know, the Air Force it leaked one time that they've developed stuff beyond nuclear weapons, so we'll be lucky if they don't blow the whole planet up.
That's true. We'll be lucky if they don't.
Do you agree with the folks we had on earlier saying this is probably the most dangerous time ever, even worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis?
It sounds like it to me. It really does.
What about Russia and China? They might blink. I mean, they've already kind of sold out to the globalists. I mean, they could just submit and say, okay, you rule. I mean, maybe the globalists think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You know, I think, well, man, I can't say that. I think Russia and China target everybody.
Yeah, including each other. That's on record. Yeah.
And nobody can sit on the sidelines in this. So, you know, take that for what it is.
Well, no, I mean, it was declassified that Russia approached in, what, 1964? That was came out last year, approached the U.S. and asked for a joint strike on China. So that shows how crazy the Russians are. They already wanted to have a nuclear war with China. Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah, that and just that everybody targets everybody. So when this thing happens, it's not going to be, you know, a slow dance, 1, 2, 3. It's just going to be shoot the works.
Exactly. Everything's pre-targeted, drilled, and it's just Pavlovian. Turn the keys, enter the launch sequence when you got the code, and fire the weapons.
Yeah, what we say in the missile business is read a step, do a step, eat a banana, turn the key.
Monkey with a hand grenade. Oh, man, I hope when this is all over, people go dig the globalists out of their rat holes, man. Somebody record this and save it. Just make sure they all get hung high. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back and take more calls. Stay with us, David and Frankie and Scott and David. We're coming right back to you on the other side. David, then Scott first.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, I have one question for you. Are you ready? I mean, really ready. Like 24/7 ready to deliver when and where it counts. Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to deliver a rock star performance every time, you need one simple game plan. Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes to ensure you maintain peak performance and are ready to go whenever and wherever. Even better, Enzyte 24/7 is giving away a trial pack to every guy that calls today. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredient in Enzyte 24/7. Don't miss your chance to be unforgettable every time. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Call 800-579-2606. 800-579-2606. Call for your free trial pack now. 800-579-2606. That's 800-579-2606.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live, ladies and gentlemen, into overdrive, going to military veterans' calls about the concern of nuclear war starting with Russia and China backed up as proxies. And we've had a bunch of top experts on, Dr. Corsi, Dr. Roberts. They have been saying that's probably what this could lead to. And then once Iran starts attacking people, I mean, this is a big political diversion. It's a perfect reason for Homeland Security to take over society. And the globalists hate Americans more than anybody. And during a major war, even if it's just a theater war, regional war with Iran attacking Israel back and forth, chemical weapons being used, Scud missiles, Iran's announced that, they're going to be able to clamp down, stage some events. Iran might even pull the trigger on sleeper cells. There'll be real events. And then that's an excuse to just go about their business, robbing the pension funds. Everything else will just salute the flag. We're talking to David in Maryland, former Army. What's your take on this, sir?
Yeah, Alex. The one thing that a lot of people don't realize is how close we are. If you do look at the DEFCON level, they got it listed at 5 now. And that should wake people up.
Well, guys, pull up the DEFCON thing from NORAD and Cheyenne Mountain. We can pull up a graphic and show people the different DEFCONs. Explain to people what the DEFCON system is.
That's where it tells you where your alert level is, how high the alert is. And we're sitting pretty darn high.
What is your take on the fact that there's evidence, overwhelming evidence, that the Syrian rebels launched the chemical attack, and there's even videos of it, and even Kerry and Carney are saying, oh, this is no big deal. Who did it? We've just got to go in now. When it's their rebels they put in that did it. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And most people are aware of it. There are a lot of people that know. There are a lot of people that talk about it. But what do you do? I mean, I talk to out the wazoo to people, and it just, you know, sometimes it seems like it's just bouncing off people's heads. And then you look around, you see, you watch what happened with Miley Cyrus and that, and you wonder how come our society's gotten so decadent.
Well, you know, a lot of the times there's not even a DEF CON going on, but the fact that it's in five, from people I've talked to, they say it's more like in DEF CON 3 or 2, and once this bombing starts, it's going to go to DEF CON 2. And I guess DEF CON 1's go ahead and launch all the missiles, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's all I had to say on the subject.
Well, I guess, well, God bless you, sir. I guess we got to let the bankers play God, though. Let them blow everything up. You know, they're the government. They've got fancy suits and ties. It must be okay. It's okay for them to fund Al-Qaeda. Okay for them to start a nuclear war. Scott in Tennessee, then Frankie and David. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you I'm not as, you know, special and everything as these other guests you've had about.
I know. Did you hear those? Did you hear those two other guys? I know that stuff. They were the real deal. Did you hear those guys?
I heard them. And, you know, I was just meat for the grinder. I was a rifleman in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey, buddy, that's important. That's important right there.
Well, you know, I learned a lot about life, but, you know, I'm going to stay on topic here. A lot of people are talking about the nuclear end of it, and, you know, you know, that's very possible. And let's just go ahead and assume that Syria will be attacked by United States, UK, whatever. But as much as it breaks my heart, I have to disagree with Dr. Roberts when he said that other than nuclear options, Russia and China have no response. And I just want to go ahead and remind everybody that how powerful they are economically. I mean, they own together trillions of dollars worth of treasuries that they could dump overnight. They wouldn't even have to fire a single shot.
I agree with you. And I think Roberts is wrong. I think they're very close to, I don't think he's fully wrong. I think he's intelligent. I respect his view. But, of course, he thinks they're going to do it, too. The question is, you know, is there any way for sanity to prevail? You know, can they have the Joint Chiefs come back out and say it's a bad idea, as they've already done? Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a lot of good signs. This would have already happened with these crazies. Look, Cheney had them attack Russia-held areas. When the Russians rolled in medium-range mobile missile trucks, they pulled out. They had NATO troops landing to back them up. The Russians came and rolled in, so let's get it on right now, and rolled their nukes in. So that's the thing. I just don't get it. It's like these psychos have to play this game because it's the only thing that excites them. I think that's what's part of this. And also what the gentleman said earlier about how war is the health of the state, they need this as a diversion. Maybe they're just doing this and escalating as a diversion from the scandals. Maybe they won't do it. What else do you think we could do to stop this?
Well, I don't think there's much stopping it. I mean, it's a long, convoluted plan that's been going back since 1913 for domination. And as long as the petrodollar remains in effect, there's not much that can be done to stop anything that these guys want to do.
So we're just going to let Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the Dutch and British royalty and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers just run around and murder everybody and take our rights and bankrupt everything and deindustrialize us. And at a certain point, people know who's doing this.
And they do. But it's a cycle. It's just, you know, just like a solar system. A sun forms itself, it gets great and powerful and big and bright, and then it caves in on itself.
And then it blows up.
And then it blows up and maybe takes everything around it with it, you know? So, unfortunately, there's a natural cycle to things. Even psychopaths and bankers, there's natural cycles.
No, they destroy themselves, everybody with them. And I think that's what Roberts was saying then. He just says we're doomed.
Exactly. And, you know, being prepared is probably the best thing you can do to help yourself and your friends and your family. And, you know, there's not much. I mean, look at, we're just the peons, you know. What can we do, you know?
Well, I'll say this. They morally destroyed us. That's why it's so devilish. It's beyond humans. They turned us all into a bunch of idiots. Not everybody. 9% approval rating for this war. You know, I think there's hope. I just think people better get how much danger we're in and better make some phone calls and pray and politically do whatever you got to. Pull your money out of the big banks. Let them know why you're doing it and realize these corporations that are running things are our enemy. I mean, they are our enemy. Let's go ahead. I mean, these bankers put the commies in, man. We owe Russia an apology. Let's go ahead and talk to Frankie and then David. Frankie from New Jersey, give us your take on this. You say your government agency intelligence. Go ahead. Frankie, go ahead, buddy. All right, go back to David and see if Frankie comes back. David in Indiana, you're on the air. You say you're a vet. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, Alex, Russia, China, United States, European Union, Japan, they all got eyes in the sky over there. They if there is a missile launch with gas, they could take it right back to wherever it came from, and then they could follow those trucks back to the dump they got it from. You know, if they want war, it's because they want war. They're not trying to defuse this thing at all. They could make United States look like a first-class lying idiot if they wanted to.
Absolutely. And look, we have the videos. The Muslim extremists always videotape themselves loading the mortars and engaging. And they've been caught three separate times. They've been caught. I mean, they've been caught. It's not like it's Russian media or whatever. It's you know, WorldNet Daily, others. I mean, it's their training videos on their established sites. They're very, very proud of themselves, and it shows the total disdain that the establishment has for everybody. You know, they're preparing this new fake dossier or whatever. But you know, of course, they've got zoom in of everything that happened. They can show us. Of course, they can also show us Forrest Gump shaking hands with LBJ, so they can also put out fake stuff. But regardless, why would Assad do something like this?
Well, you know, it's a globalist, you know, show. He's a little bit backward, I think. So, you know, he's just probably the number one manipulated person in this whole game.
Talking about Assad?
Yeah.
Well, there's the Al-Qaeda rebels loading the chemical warhead. And they announced they did. They're very proud of it.
Yeah, and wax. They got the doggone Patriot battery sprinkled around. You know, there's no way in the world that they don't know where these things come. They could take the vibration and tell you if it's a 16-wheeler or a 32-wheeler going down the highway. You know, it's all energy transfer. It's frequency. These people got the capability. If they want war, they're going to have it. They're going to bring it about, you know, and all together. There's nobody being duped here. Russians aren't duped. The Chinese aren't duped. We're not duped. You know, you want to depopulate, you know, you depopulate.
That's right. All right. Well, folks, I appreciate your call. Drink your fluoride. Eat your GMOs. Give your kids all the shots. And they'll probably die when they're 15, 20 years old. You'll get to take them and put them in the ground after the doctors torture them for about 2 years and suck everything out of them. But I guess that's it. We just submit to evil, and that's the end of it. Everybody wants to be evil. Everybody thinks evil's cool. And that's just the way it is. And Kerry can go, doesn't matter who did the chemical weapons, we're going to attack. And it's his people doing it. Like the guy who gave the order on record, you know, he runs the State Department, and the rebels work for him, and then he's up there. I mean, it's just so sick. I'm going to end the transmission now and go back into rebroadcast. Dr. Corsi's coming up and a lot more. Kiss your children, little Lexer. And just all this is brought to you by the New World Order. Thank them. And all of you that are into submitting to tyranny, your God is Goldman Sachs J.P. Morgan. So I suggest you worship it tonight and thank them for all the jobs you're losing, the dollars being devalued, the open borders, the increases of cancer and all the diseases. Just thank your lucky stars for all these degenerate bankers and New World Order people. And this show wasn't important today. Go watch Miley Cyrus being humped on TV. And just that's the end of it. But seriously, as for me, I'm going to warn people. I'm going to expose this. I'm going to pray to God for intervention. And we're going to change this. Great job of the crew, everybody else. Powerful. powerful 3 hours and 20 minutes. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. We need your support in these dark times. And please share your membership with people. 11 people can use it simultaneously. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, and I want to do what we did yesterday. I want to give the number out again for active duty military. Especially if you've been over in Iraq, they're on record arming the Al-Qaeda rebels to send them in by the hundreds of thousands in the last 2.5 years, or if you've been at the bases in Jordan, where 2 months ago the U.S. military had a drill and wouldn't leave Jordan, and the Jordanian government said, leave, and our troops should sit there. U.S. troops have entered into the Gaza area. I mean, all of this is being pre-deployed. And then The West says a year ago, if there's any chemical attacks, period, that's a red line we're going to attack, thinking Americans are simple-minded. And then on the date that Obama said that, that's how these gangsters operate. They have Al-Qaeda. WorldNet Daily, folks, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who worked in all sorts of black ops, Harvard political science guy, State Department, I mean, you know, give me a break. I mean, he's a major, major, major spook. And he's saying that the rebels launched the chemical attack, and they have the videos and their Arab sources. Of course they did. They did the last three events, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that you've got somebody like Corsi, who's a heavy hitter, with all the big connections, worked at international banking, you name it, coming out and saying exactly what we're saying and what Russia's saying, it's because it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And they're going to put Assad up there and go, look, he has a mustache. He has brown skin a little bit. You know, he has brown hair. You know, let me know. He's bad. He's a bad man. We better get him. He hurt the children. While Assad's going, I didn't do this. Don't attack us. The Russians are going to defend. I would never use nerve gas. You know that. You know, you guys have an evil government. Americans, please don't let your government do this. They've been attacking us for 2.5 years. Al-Qaeda is murdering us. They're blowing up our churches. Please, Americans, please. And the good news is the American people, in a major Reuters poll, and then there's two others, are between 9 and 12% supporting this. Ladies and gentlemen, they had 72% in the major polls. Some of them even higher at the start of the last big staged war. Bill Clinton had over 70% support as well, bombing Belgrade, blowing up the Serb infrastructure. Turned out that was all made up as well. That was a Western civil war where they funded jihadis out of Albania, Al-Qaeda again to attack. The Serbs defended themselves, of course, did some atrocities. Both sides were doing it. And then the West went in and absolutely blew the daylights out of them. The point is the West, the bankers come, they inject people into your country, stir stuff up. They sent in the Croats from one side. They sent in the Muslims from the other against the Serbs. The Serbs defended themselves, defeated it. Even the UN's own commission, you can look this up, said there were twice as many people killed in atrocities and war crimes against citizens by the Croats and the Muslims, double-teaming the Serbs, than were killed by the Muslims and the Croats. And I've had a few Croat and Muslim taxi drivers in New York and once in Austin and once in Dallas, this happened three times, say, you are Alex Jones. We love Bill Clinton. You side with Serbs. I don't like you. I'm like, well, you want me to get out? No, but you do not know. And I go, well, didn't you guys attack them first and kill double their number? Yes, they are evil. We will kill all Serbs. Why are you with the pig Serbs? And I'm like, I'm not. I don't even have any Slavic blood in me, but I'd be proud if I did. I'd be proud if I had, you know, your blood in me. I just, the point is, the West started all this to get rid of a sovereign area. Well, okay, but to us, Bill Clinton is God. That was the conversation in New York. Back in 2004, I was there for the RNC. And this guy, I was in the back. Kevin Booth was right next to me, and this guy was just looking at me in the rearview mirror. And he looked like a pure white guy. He had, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, but he was a Muslim. And he was just like, just, I used to like you, but you do start to support the pig Serb. I mean, it's just like, man, I don't support NATO and the New World Order sending people into some country to attack them. They defend themselves, and then they're called terrorists. And then the West blows up all their chemical plants, all their power plants, bombs Belgrade with depleted uranium. I was against doing that to the Iraqis. I'd be against doing that to Eskimos. I'd be against doing it to Africans. Man, I got empathy. I don't believe in war crimes. I don't believe in being the bad guys. I don't believe in it being done in my name. And they did this to the Serbs, and they've done this to so many other people, and now they're going to do it, and have been doing it for 2.5 years, and they're going to bomb that country from one end to the other and kill Russian troops. They're evacuating all Russian civilians right now. There are Russian troops piling off ships right now to go into the country as all the men, women, and children and diplomats leave. And the Russians undoubtedly have brought nuclear weapons into Syria. You can bet your bottom dollar those missile cruisers they've got right off the coast have got nukes on them. Medium-range cruise missiles, basically Russian versions of Tridents. I mean, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. And but here's what's happening, so-called elite. You're all butt naked. Everybody's seeing this. You got 9% of people supporting you, okay? Everybody's
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta.
There is a proxy war going on between the bankers, the globalists, the New World Order faction that runs much of Western Europe, England, Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. They are gearing up for a proxy war, an open war, beyond proxy, with Russia. And WorldNet Daily has translated a whole slew of videos shot last week of the Al-Qaeda, Qatari, Saudi Arabians, Al-Qaeda forces, with Al-Qaeda flags, by the way, singing Osama bin Laden. I mean, it is disgusting. Firing chemical weapons. You know they videotape everything they attack. And they know you're so dumb. And the globalists have got this so badly coordinated that they are firing chemical weapons on video in a whole slew of videos uploaded last week. And they're bragging it's theirs on their YouTube channels. They're even allowed to have YouTube channels. Imagine if I had a YouTube channel launching chemical attacks. I mean, there'd be 50 black helicopters, highway shut down, Alex Jones, the ultimate evil. Our media is so controlled. There's all these videos of the Western forces. And that's why Kerry came out yesterday and said, it doesn't matter who turns out launch this. We can't allow this to be used. It's Assad's fault this is happening. And the Wall Street Journal quotes him as well today saying, it doesn't matter who did it. It's Assad's fault, and we must take over the country now. We must lock these weapons down. Remember earlier this year when Israel bombed reported chemical weapons storehouses in Syria, which all major governments have? They said it was because the rebels had gotten in and they didn't want them to have it. Was that an Israeli cover story because they knew they were really getting them in there to get them? I don't know. The point is, it's rebels with what looks like Russian chemical weapons saying Allah Akbar, you know, death to Assad, firing them. Video after video of them shelling neighborhoods so they could then blame it on Assad. And our stinking, wicked media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, neocon talk show hosts, you know who's out there promoting that we've got to go in against Assad now. The same neocons that promoted the banker bailout, but then later said it was bad. I am so tired of it, folks. And I'm not trying to differentiate myself with other talk show hosts. I'm not going to say their names. I just wish they weren't evil. Because they're not stupid. Thank God WorldNet Daily is telling the truth because they've got a bunch of Arab speakers and former PLO people that work for them who have translated all this. And you can go and translate it on the Google Translator out of Arabic into English as well with the text. Enter into a text translator and it does say that. They're celebrating firing the chemical attack last week. From multiple video angles, them launching it. They also then videotape it exploding. Then they go in and film with gas masks the people dying. It was their little Steven Spielberg production. Basically, it's a bunch of sicko jihadis doing this and detonating chemical weapons, and it is absolutely, thoroughly disgusting. You can see them blowing up cars, buses, trains, firing mortars. How many videos? There are like 8 videos on the page? I mean, there's 4 posts and a bunch of links in the article to others. This is unbelievable. And then Paul Watson, earlier this year, found video of them doing the same thing and bragging. Look, we have chemical weapons. And by the way, some of these guys have been on BBC and CNN. They're rebel leaders. It's not like they're Assad forces posing as Syrian rebels to do a reverse false flag. They don't even care because the establishment goes, look, the American people will buy anything. They might as well have John Kerry go over there and load the mortars. We already had John McCain and others. Show McCain visits the rebels, photos and video, including meeting with the guy. There's video of McCain meeting with the guy who 2 months later has a heart of a guy he just killed and is eating it on TV. And if you're a new listener, by the way, write everything down I'm saying and look it up. I can't even believe this, okay? I mean, this is so beyond anything I can imagine. Al-Qaeda hanging out with John McCain and then chewing on hearts 2 months later and firing chemical weapons. And then Kerry, I watched the video before I did the nightly news last night. And I watched it. And I watched the 7-minute press conference. The White House has got another one coming up today. And I got so enraged, I couldn't. I mean, I had to actually, and I don't ever do this, folks. I had to actually go in my office and start yelling just so I wouldn't break something. And I psychoanalyzed why I got so upset. It's because I realized this could be World War III. We've got a bunch of madmen in control, and we haven't done enough to stop them. These globalists are madmen. They're going to cause World War III because out of the crisis they can get control. But I finally realized what made me sick. It was that ugly Botox head, that giant, deformed, looks like alien head of that piece of garbage, anti-American, anti-gun, anti-family, banker bailout, derivatives pushing, scam artist, scumbag, black widow, male black widow, on record, John Kerry. These people are like cancers. They just never get out of our lives, saying, I want you to go watch those videos because they're painful. And he has this sick look in his eye, and he knows that other people aren't psychopaths like him, and he can use the pain of those kids to sell a much more giant war. And then it clicked while I was so upset. I know the State Department, when the Pentagon doesn't like something, because the Pentagon's been bucking this, and they've been not getting congressional approval. They've been doing it with other governments in NATO. that it's the State Department that's running this. And then it all clicked. I'm upset because that's the guy that gave the order for the chemical attack. How absurdist is that and sick? On TV, using the dead kids to launch an even bigger war. That's why I became physically ill. I want to talk to current serving military personnel. What do you think about this evil? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to get your take on what I just said. Is anything I've said not true? I mean, plus, you don't have to just believe me if you're a regular listener. Just everything I said, I just gave you the headlines. Washington Post, new poll, Syria intervention, even less popular than Congress. 9% approval rating, scientific poll. Boom, there's that article. Israeli gas mask distribution ramps up amid Syrian escalation. Suspected chemical weapons use. Evidence, Syria gas attack, work of U.S. allies. Dr. Jerome R. Corsi? I mean, that is so bold. He's basically saying what we're saying. It was basically run by the globalist. Run by Kerry. Unbelievable. With the video to prove it. Zawahiri, the number one head of Al-Qaeda worldwide, says the Syrian rebels, Damascus first, then Cairo, then Jerusalem, and salutes America. The head of Al-Qaeda salutes America. I have entered the twilight zone, ladies and gentlemen. And they know once the war starts and we're in a fight with the Russians, the average American will turn their guns in. They'll do whatever Obama says. Unbelievable. Inspectors in Syria forbidden from finding out who used chemical weapons only if they were used. Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Yeah, now they've said, that's what Kerry said, doesn't matter who did this because he knows he gave the order. He's over the operation. That skull and bones brother, that devil incarnate. I mean, this is more than I can't even believe this. How they're not even hiding any of it now. I guess they've decided in the information age, they just will do whatever they want. Here it is, military strikes on Syria as early as Thursday, U.S. officials say, NBC. Syria crisis, Russia and China step up warning over strike. Meanwhile, the globalists have already moved all their assets to China. They're setting America up for a fall here. This is the ultimate double cross. Western warplanes begin arriving in Cyprus. Zero Hedge, it's also in London Guardian. But meanwhile, that doesn't matter. Miley Cyrus was humping on somebody on TV. That's more important, people are saying in the polls. Syria strike due in days, West tells opposition sources, Reuters, on and on. U.S. to release report in coming days justifying Syrian strike. President set to have a White House briefing today, pushing it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, once they start a war with Syria, they can set up false flags and blame it on them. And Iran... And everybody will say, well, Iran, you know, we better get behind the president. This is how an imploding president with all these scandals, the Fast and Furious, the Benghazi, the NSA gate, all of it. This is how this corrupt foreign coup, this banker coup, will keep control of America. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to the active duty military that's calling in. But first, I want to go to a few clips here to remind you of what's happened before. Here is the Kuwaiti daughter of the ambassador who hadn't been to Kuwait since she was a baby. Here she is as a teenager. They wouldn't even say what her name was. Putting out the lie of the incubators that never happened. Then we'll show you how the media then spun the babies. And then Wesley Clark, the former head of NATO general, admitting it was all a fraud. Let's go to the first clip.
Our final witness is also using an assumed name, and again, we ask our friends in the media to respect the need to for her to protect
her family. These people are so criminal.
And we finally call on
so Maria criminal
to testify.
So criminal, folks.
I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well. I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
All right, that's enough. And then in the next clip, they go through all the lies and say they were bayoneting the pregnant women. Same thing Robert Rodriguez did with his Machete movie. Where it shows the cowboys shooting pregnant Hispanics. I mean, it's war propaganda, folks. This is what propagandists do. They wave the bloody shirt, and they're doing it like you're an idiot. The good news is, here's my message to the globalist. You have a 9% approval rating in a major scientific poll. 9% of people agree with you. This shows you are a different group than America. This shows we have a rogue criminal government. The Pentagon, by the way, doesn't want to attack Syria and hasn't been liking what's going on, and morale is at all-time lows. So they're running through the State Department. Remember, when you see John Kerry up there, folks, that's who probably gave the order to release the nerve gas on the one-year anniversary of Obama, saying that's the red line. How sick is that? You don't get that'd be like Jeffrey Dahmer having a press conference about kids missing in the neighborhood while he's got a barrel right next to him with a five-year-old in it. I mean, this is just over the top, man. Reality is so insane. Now, let's go to them hyping this up. Then we'll go to Max and Steve and others, active duty. Let's go to the clip then after she gave the testimony of why we had to attack Iraq in 2003, but before this, in 1990.
They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
And Carrie's like, they nerve gas the children.
How these animals can commit such barbaric and inhuman acts.
This woman's almost laughing.
And deny that these acts ever took place.
Look at that lying.
Premature infants in incubators were sentenced to die by having the incubators removed.
The hardest thing was burying the babies. I myself buried 14 newborn babies that had been taken from their incubators.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
I could not help but think of my nephew, who, born premature, might have died that day as well.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
All right, folks, turned out that was a complete lie, and over 5 million Iraqis died, over a million of them from military connected events. That's the British Medical Journal. 500,000 children by 1997 had already starved to death or died. That is Madeleine Albright admitting that, saying it was, quote, a good price to pay. By the way, can you find her saying that for folks that don't believe me? Just search YouTube. Madeleine Albright, 500,000 dead Iraqi children. It'll come up for you. It's a good price to pay. By the way, the Esquire magazine didn't believe me when I told them that, and then they went and found it. We're like, oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, 500,000 kids. Yeah, it's like a pothole, no big deal. You know, it's like, you know, getting your windshield cracked. It's no big deal. Oh, but the children in Syria, they got nerve gas. Now, in the case of the incubators, it didn't happen. In the case of the nerve gas kids, oh, it happened. And they're like, Allah, 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 Allah Akbar, Osama bin Laden. Oh, we love you so much. Allah, Allah. And then shooting the missiles off on their official YouTube channels. And singing, we love Obama. There's videos of this. We're putting them together for the Obama deception. Just dancing around. Obama, we love you. You cannot make up stuff this weird. Now I'm going to go to some phone calls, and then we're going to get into the other video clips of war propaganda. Let's get to one more before I go to the calls. Here is Wesley Clark on the 7-nation hit list. They bring him in and go, yeah, here's the countries we're going to hit, and we're going to make stuff up to do it. Here's that clip.
I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, Why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in 7 countries.
This was before 9/11, by the way.
We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
And they use al-Qaeda to do it. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin, active military. Are you Army, Marines? And then we're going to go to Steve and others that are holding. What's your take on this, Max?
Hello, Mr. Jones. I was wondering if you'd like to know how to stop this situation in Syria.
Well, yeah, have sanity prevail and have the American people stop the globalists. I mean, what's your take on it?
Okay, well, like in Serbia, when they did mortar attacks in the northern Croatian border, they have to provide targeting systems and GPS coordinates via satellite.
That's right. So they have GPS jammers, and the Russians reportedly have those.
The same thing will be going on in Syria right now. If you find the corporate company that probably has connections to an American company or another company, such as L3 Communications or such MPRI, companies like that, you can probably backlog that back to the state.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people calling in saying track the contractors, and when they're actually the contracts in the last 2 years have been going on assisting the rebels. I want my reporters to look into that and do some reports. I've seen that. But no, they've been moving all sorts of even heavy equipment in, not just things like that. I mean, is there any way to unjam when the Russians jam?
Well, it's not jamming. It's more providing for the chemical attack. They use mortars, right?
Yes.
So in order to launch those mortars, especially with chemical warfare, you have to be very, very accurate. And the rebels themselves cannot provide such accuracy. So that must be done.
No. I get your point. No, exactly. The State Department's directing all this. So, yeah, man, I'm sure Kerry probably sat around in his office with the coordinates. Sir, we're going to hit this area. It's a civilian area that'll be used. But stay there. I want to come back to you. I mean, you could just see Kerry in there with the computer screens picking the targets, probably. That's who does that. And then he can go out and give you a speech about it after he killed all those kids. I'll say it. He's the prime suspect. I believe John Kerry murdered the children. We'll be right back, sir. I'm going to come back to you, Max, and then Stephen.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, folks, we're back live. You know, when I talk to active duty, though, they'll never even talk about what they're doing because they don't end up like Bradley Manning. I get that. But then they go too far because they're just like, I would look in this general area at the L3 systems used to target these things and look at the contracts. instead of just saying, hey, these groups are over there aiding the rebels. That's actually come out in the news. I just want your perspective as active duty about what does it feel like to be in a military run by foreign banks in an occupied America trying to start war with Russia, aiding al-Qaeda, and then going, well, Assad's a bad guy. No, he's not. Compared, he was democratizing the country. They don't want free countries over there. They're going to put jihadis in to run around murdering everybody. So Max, specifically, it's on record. There are CIA commandos, MI6, SAS, you name it, actually leading different brigades of the scum that's over there, these martyrs' brigades. So that's actually come out in the news. I wonder how those people feel being part of this. And I wonder how the Obama folks think they're going to cover this up. Your take on that, Max, and then we'll go to Stephen.
Well, I agree with you. I wish that I could provide more specifics, but these shadowy groups and agencies and corporations are always changing up their names and using the bureaucracy kind of against us. And the
corporate. Do you think they're using contractors or commandos?
They're using both, but the ones for the communication intel is most likely a corporate entity that was sent in there for some sort of other reason in order to provide like a cover because, you know, it's pretty sophisticated stuff.
Sure. Let me ask you this question. I know both are in there, but I'm saying aiding them up front with a chemical attack. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the people helping the rebels launch a chemical attack. Those people are all going to get killed. I mean, how dumb are they?
Let's just say they're cut from a different cloth and they believe in a different God than we do. They worship a different entity than we do. And frankly, I'm sick of the blood, sick of the bloodshed. Children are not. We all deserve a better lifestyle. And that's all I can say, really.
Do you think Obama will get away with attacking Syria to aid al-Qaeda openly?
It's if we let him. It's up to us. It's the same thing with Serbia. That was the first time it was whites killing whites. I don't mean that racially, but we let it happen. And, you know, you can pick a war if the American people let it happen and let the blood be on their hands. Depends on how much soap, how much gojo they're going to use to try to wash it off. But it seems like we're already pretty much just doused and soaked in this blood of civilians that we don't even know the numbers of how many.
Well, it's just crazy to be aiding al-Qaeda when they're going to wreck the whole place. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Stephen in California, active duty Marine. Stephen, what is your take on this, and what are people saying around you? I want to get the sense of the military. Are they getting what's happening here?
It's a pleasure to be on your show, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm active duty. I'm a Marine over here at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. I most of the military, like the younger guys, don't pay attention to much to what's going on. You know, they're too busy, you know, trying to be a Marine and stuff. That's the way I feel it is. I said, the higher ups, you tell them about it. I try to tell them about it. I say, hey, do you guys know who Alex Jones is? You know, he's a patriot. You know, you guys should listen to him. He has a lot of good points of what's going on. You know, people just kind of don't know who you are. And the people that do know who you are, they're already good to go. I'm not surprised that they're going to try to go after Syria now and start off.
Well, I've got to say, and I guess that's out at the Navy SEAL base there. I've got to say the Navy, and I've said this before, is the least awake group I run into. The Army, it's over half. Marines, a lot of times, is about 30-40%. Some of the younger folks don't know what's going on. But you're saying when you do talk to people who do listen to the show, they're aware. I mean, look, when WorldNet Daily's covering this, they're in trouble. This is all starting to come out. Anything else you'd like to add, Stephen?
You know, honestly, Alex, you know, I've been trying to call into your show for a while. I've been listening for a year.
Well, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. We'll start the next hour. We're going to go to you. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi, who was on yesterday, he'll be joining us with the bombshell info. Evidence, Syrian gas attack, work of U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.